floor when I'm doing this. So, today really was, I mean, there were some sad moments, but you really wanted all of us to celebrate Ron, right?
Yes, today was a celebration of the life of Ron Smith. This was a gathering of Ron's family, friends, and loyal listeners, his audience, his other family, as he affectionately called them.
I met so many people today who never met your husband, except for the 3 hours a day on the radio. Did that surprise you that these people would come out?
It doesn't surprise me, given the outpouring when Ron made his announcement about his illness and received over 12,000 emails, 1,000 cards. I myself have received 800 sympathy cards. I've had calls from nabobs and potentates. It's just been a remarkable outpouring for a remarkable man.
You're still getting those cards and letters, right?
Oh, yes, they're coming. And as a matter of fact, today I received a hand-delivered proclamation of in Ron's honor with an expression of sympathy from Governor Martin O'Malley.
Wow, that is great. There's the quote here at the end here, and I want you to read it, and I want you to tell me any explanation, anything. I don't know that it needs much explanation, yeah. But I'll have you read it.
It's how Ron ended his final Sun Paper column. What is a mere individual to do? Live as sane and decent a life as you can. Love your family and friends, and understand that everybody is in this together. Because politics aside, it all comes down to the decency of the person. And the most important thing for Ron was that he was so proud of his decent, even though often challenging, audience. And he lived his life the best he could.
And we're still going to hear from you, right? You're not disappearing. Please.
I don't know what I'm going to do next, other than I plan to sleep for a couple of days. But I will tell you, Robert, that five very close friends of Ron and his son and I, have formed the Ron Smith Pancreatic Cancer Research Fund, benefiting the Sidney Kimmel Comprehensive Cancer Center at the Johns Hopkins University. And we've not made a formal announcement, but I would like to tell you that our mission and our goal is to raise $1 million to fulfill Ron's commitment to help fight this disease, help identify this disease, and have it done on an individual patient basis.
And this is in addition to the work of Team Reason doing. We're going to talk to you a lot more about that in the days and weeks to come, my dear.
Well, I just want everyone to know that Team Reason was the seed that started the growth of what we hope to be a magnificent blossom in fundraising honoring Ron. And I thank everyone who was involved with Team Reason. And it makes my heart happy when I see those Team Reason stickers. And I can only tell you that when Ron left us, he left with a Team Reason sticker.
June Smith, we will be in touch with you. Thank you, my dear. Mm-hmm.